UMC categories. Let's get into it. Ultimate Movie Championship brought to you by Cutthroat Comics. CutthroatComics.com. Newly released Stingray.
Stingray.
Out now.
Order Go buy it.
At the website, CutthroatComics.com.
Ouch.
Avoid hitting your elbow on anything made of metal, especially if it's like the quote-unquote funny bone.
Yeah, it's not funny never phony.
It's never phony either.
Never.
It's always real. It's real as fuck and not
You're a
not,
phony!
Not funny. Yeah, CutthroatComics.com. Ultimate Movie Championship, this is where two movies enter.
And they rub their tits together.
They rub their tits together like a fucking 90s comedy or 80s comedy. There was a lot of that in those. And like Road Trip, there's probably some titty rubbing.
I don't know where you're going with this.
But that's like two movies, and then only one leaves. Sometimes it goes to a judge's decision, which is handled by Rotten Tomatoes, but we try to avoid that. Go to flickchart.com/IDP to check out our top list. We're going to do some categorical shit right now. So what we're trying to do is build our top, the official IDP movie list. You want to just do the same 500, 250, 100?
Might as well.
All right, let's do that. Let's refine the list, people.
There's a lot of movies
on
there. It
gets...
I like that there's some movies that we're both like, I don't even know if I've seen that. We're like, well, we had to have said we saw it at one point.
But it's weird because, like, your memory, you like, sometimes it seems like, because some movies you hear, it's just popular culture. You hear them talked about. But then it's like, do I just, like, I know Rosebud is a part of
Citizen Kane.
But I don't think I've ever seen Citizen Kane. No. Yeah. I don't think I've seen the whole thing. I know I've tried.
It's a fucking sled. Yeah. Spoilers. And I've never seen that shit.
Yeah, but it's like, It's a whole thing.
So we got like a fucking Sean Connery off going
no,
on?
No, I didn't go to, what are we doing by date? Wait, not by date.
Still, this is a good one. Just vote on it.
The Rock?
Yes.
Okay, The Rock versus Hunt for Red October. We're going The Rock. And now we're going to go, hopefully it's not, wait. Oh,
no, dang. I don't want to vote on it. Well, that would be an easy one, but.
Yeah, but I still don't want to vote on it.
Yep.
All right, we'll go to, let's ramp it up. Let's go 250, 150. Yeah, let's get crazy.
Oh, shit.
Let's get crazy.
These ones
this
that
is gonna
we
be
like.
Tricky as shit. I know. Well, if it gets too hard, we can fucking pull off. We can pull back. We can rip
pull
it
out.
Off.
We can pull out.
Yeah, it's always a proper
like,
method.
Like, what the fuck? The Sixth Sense versus Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Yeah, but listen, They're both high up there.
Yeah.
Right? They're both going to do good. Between the two, there's a classic in these two.
Yeah.
There's classic moments in one of them, but there's a classic movie.
Yeah, Ferris Bueller's Day Off is goddamn masterpiece.
So it's not that hard. You're being a little dramatic, Keith. You're being a little... Oh, my God! Oh, my... He sat down for this movie decision.
This game is all about being dramatic.
I know, that's why I was being dramatic about you being dramatic. I doubled down on the dramatic.
Oh, jeez.
I'm just
drumming
it up.
That's the entire point of the game.
Yeah,
like,
that's
dramatically
what I'm
doing. Argue about your goddamn movie.
Yeah,
and
your argument doesn't
make
sense.
And we both picked Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yeah, it's a really easy one.
Fuck you, Shyamalan.
We'll break the fourth wall. I swiped.
Oh, you
swiped on accident.
Swiping away.
Ferris Bueller wins it.
John
Hughes. This is going to get tricky, man.
Is that a John Hughes movie?
No. I don't think so. Christopher Walken directed that one. He's his only directorial thing.
Don't be slow, because that means you're going to skip. I'm talking to Flick Chart, not any of you people out there who are actually slow.
No, you... something might flip still.
It's gonna change.
All right, we'll wait on it. Yep. Okay, Signs versus Face Off. Signs. I just recently watched Face Off too. Not all of it. It's like it ends. It's so long.
Such a long movie.
It's not bad. It is really.
I liked it when I first saw it. Did you not like it when you first saw it?
I did not like it when I first saw it.
Really? Back in '97? Like I was.
Yeah,
I was just like, it's cool.
It was okay, but it was like, I don't know, like the action scenes. Although, like, compared to like a Jackie Chan movie at the same time, I would way rather watch a Jackie Chan movie.
See, I liked this better.
Because it's like stunts. I love the stunts way more.
But I even as a kid, when I saw the prison scene in Face Off, mm-hmm. I'm like, wait a second. Why would you give everyone fucking the Super Mario Brothers, the movie, boots to fucking, yeah, they're magnetized and we can lock them down. But yeah, if your magnet goes away, they've got shit stomping steel boots on all these murderers.
Well, and they just allow shit to happen instead of just locking it down. I mean, it makes sense if they use it, but then they just don't use it when people start kicking.
Yeah.
Like when, like, people are running in. And nobody is near a switch to be like, oh, turn the magnet on. I think they just, it's like, oh, it's just like it's in a prison where they don't even give a fuck, even though there's this crazy.
And then it's really Nicolas not a good Cage movie. It's really jumps not good. Off the goddamn. Yeah. The
acting is like.
The oil rig?
It's so
where the
weird.
Prison's at in the middle of the fucking ocean? How's he get back?
It doesn't matter. They have the scene.
He just jumps off and then he's fine in.
It's like The Rock. Fucking island blows up. He dives in.
I love The Rock.
I do too. But it's like it's a common fucking action thing. It's almost like now how they have the beam of whatever the fuck shooting into the sky.
Yeah,
that was the scene then. Although it was just a scene. It was like somebody diving into water. As
Face Off is a terrible movie, but you know my hatred of Signs.
I did not know you hated Signs. Actually,
really?
Yeah, I knew you didn't necessarily
really
like it. But I mean, I figured it was a matchup thing.
No,
because Signs is like way better. Wait, it doesn't have. It's not great. They're both not great movies. I'm fine with that. Signs falls off the swing away shit, whatever. But I really enjoyed the suspense of it.
The water part was my problem. I hated that idea. It's the dumbest idea ever.
Yeah, it was like whatever. I mean, like the end of
it
was
moisture
whatever.
In the air here. Like, they would have just been writhing
but
in pain at all times.
It could be
time.
An amount of moisture.
Where they only landed fucking Phoenix, where it's super dry.
They came to or Denver. Like, it was a Denver farm.
It'd have to be a Denver in the winter.
Yeah.
Because that's when it's the driest.
That's when people farm in Denver, is during the wintertime. But top to bottom, it's not good. Face Off is just a not good movie. It's interesting just to see how bad it is, just to watch it for how bad it is, because it's not like an unwatchably bad movie, but it's not good.
No, it's terrible, but I think Signs
but Signs
is
has
equally
good
as
moments.
Terrible.
There's no real good moments in Face Off. There's actual good moments in Signs.
I think Joaquin Phoenix is terrible
in
Signs. Joaquin
Phoenix is awesome in Signs. When he's like, they think there's somebody outside, like some intruder, and he goes running around the building. They both like freak out. It's a good movie. I like Signs. It's not great. Not great. I mean, we're arguing over, hopefully, towards the bottom of the list.
These are terrible movies, both.
Yeah.
But I would go Face Off,
dude,
but I'll give it to Signs.
It's the matchup. For me, it's the matchup.
I
think Signs wins this one.
I'll let you take
barely.
That one. I don't necessarily agree with it, but I don't want to give it enough to take it
it's
to Rotten
really,
Tomatoes.
It really sucks to fight over mediocre
it
movies.
Does, but I'm not going to just be like, well, I don't care.
Yeah. Thelma and Louise versus Scream.
Thelma and Louise.
Yes.
I think it's a fucking badass movie.
I recently watched Thelma and Louise, and it is a fucking great movie.
It's a fucking really good movie, and a lot of people overlook that shit. Like,
there's an awesome scene with a Rastafarian cyclist kind of towards the end of the movie where a cop is locked inside of a trunk on the side of the road, and then I forget who locked him up. They shoot air holes in for him, and the guy's riding his bike just out in the middle of nowhere, desert. I don't know where they filmed it. Grand Canyon is kind of a spoiler for the movie, but he's riding. It's like a weird scene that doesn't really have anything to do, but I really enjoy it. He's just like riding on this road out in the middle of nowhere, cop car, gun holes in the back. I think he hears them or something like that, and he like stops to smoke a joint, and then like the end of the scene, I think he throws the joint in the bullet hole and just rides off or something, or just ashes in the bullet hole and rides off and keeps the cigarette. It's a great scene. Has nothing to do with the movie, but I enjoy it because I just recently watched it. And I was like, oh, that's so great.
I used to have a crush on Gina Davis as a kid.
For sure. For sure.
I mean,
yeah, I see that.
Susan Sarandon's always, like, she was always a little bit older, but like, I think she's super hot now.
Yeah. Yeah. She's like, she kind of.
She like revamped.
Milfed it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And where the fuck is
Scream's great.
Oh, it's a great movie. Nothing against.
Not a huge horror fan.
Wes Craven's best movie.
Probably haven't seen all of his stuff, so that's hard for
but
me to say.
Where the fuck's Gina Davis been?
I don't know, man.
Where'd they lock her up at?
Maybe I want to say she's
she
gotten,
just
like a lot of bad plastic surgery.
Could have been.
I don't know why that is happening.
Thelma and Louise all the way. Yeah. Brad Pitt's in that shit.
Early Brad Pitt. Ace Ventura, When Nature Calls.
That's the second one.
Versus Stripes. The first one.
Stripes?
Yeah. Yeah.
If it was Ace Ventura 1.
If this was a different Bill Murray movie, if this was a... Yeah. The first, yeah. It's, yeah, Stripes. I'll go Stripes. I'm good with that. Star Wars... Which one is that? Is that the
That's the very first
is
one.
It's the very first one? Okay.
Yes.
Versus coming in all around over and to America.
Mostly in Queens, though.
That's a good spot for America, I guess.
Star Wars.
Yeah, Star Wars.
Love that poster.
Yeah, it's a good poster.
It's concept art.
It looks newer. That poster, that's why I got confused. It looks like a newer kind of poster design.
Yeah, it was straight up like concept. Or it might even been like novel. The novel art.
Maybe. Donnie Darko versus Last of the Mohicans. Does this one stress you out, Keith? Are you stressed out with this one?
Dude, I can't fuck with Daniel Day-Lewis.
This one's surprisingly easy for me.
I like Donnie Darko.
Yeah, I know you like Donnie Darko. Is that what you're going with?
I mean, I haven't watched Last of the Mohicans in a long ass time because it's a long fucking movie. I know it's super good. I'm still going Donnie Darko. Fuck it. I'll take
you want it. You don't want to know why you're wrong? You want to know why you're wrong?
There's so many reasons why I'm wrong. I'm totally
actually,
fucking biased.
No, it's I get it. I get it. You're biased. It's been a long time
Daniel
since you
Daniel
rock
Lewis
and
isn't an actual Native American, so...
I, as well as you, have not seen Last of the Mohicans in a very long time. And even though I am not the biggest Donnie Darko fan, for sure I'm going with Donnie Darko on this. Yeah. That's super easy for me.
See,
but I love seeing that it was... either you were stressed about, you thought it was,
no,
I was going to go the other way, or it was hard
I thought
you.
For sure, but anything Daniel Day-Lewis is in is fucking phenomenal.
I haven't seen all of, I've seen, it's like, I've, it's been so long since I've seen this, so this
it's
is
been
like,
so long, but I mean, just like My Left Foot, I remember seeing.
Haven't seen My Left Foot.
And you've never seen it?
No.
It's fucked up, it's weird.
But, like, I've seen, like,
so good.
I There mean, Will he, Be Blood is so, fucking amazing.
I don't think
Gangs
I've
of
seen
New York.
That.
I don't think you have.
Yeah.
But it's we should watch it. It's slow, but it's a fucking great movie.
I drink your milkshake.
It's a great fucking movie. But yeah, Donnie Darko. The Departed versus The Empire Strikes Back.
Empire Strikes Back is the best of the original trilogy.
It's numero dos.
That's the second one. That's Luke gets his hand cut off. You find out Vader's his dad.
I'm good with that. I'm good with that. I love Departed, too.
Yeah, Departed.
Departed's going to win a lot, but...
Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas versus Megamind.
Ooh, this one's tough. Now, we all know, when it comes to animation, that my favorite animation is definitely not Megamind. I do not give a shit about Megamind.
It was fun, but I don't give a fuck about it. Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas for the win.
And I'm not a huge Fear and Loathing fan, as like most people are.
But I love drugs.
I really like... I know. That's the most people that really love that movie... That's exactly why they
I
love
loved
that movie.
Drugs.
I don't
I
know
should say
a single.
I have to say it in past tense because, like, I don't really do drugs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not the variety and plethora that was featured in Fear and Loathing.
Anything I do is legal.
Yeah.
So,
But yeah, that's exact. I don't know any sober person that's like
Fear and CM Loathing Punk, is my CM favorite. CM Punk's like, see, fucking yeah. Fear and Loathing Las Vegas is my fucking favorite movie. Because
the movie is celebrating drug use. I mean, it's fucked actually, up shit happens.
It's actually...
it's not like... It's not Requiem for a Dream.
It's not which, that much of a cautionary like, tale.
Holy
but
shit.
That's one movie that I've watched twice and I'll never probably watch it again.
Requiem?
Yeah. It's rough. It's so such a good movie.
Yeah.
But it's so hard to watch.
Yeah.
Especially because
that's why it's so good. That's why it's so good.
I've smoked crack. I've snorted meth. I've done a lot of hard drugs.
That movie was all heroin.
Yeah, but I mean, I know super addictive things. Mm-hmm. Like, and know, like, I'm just like.
Well, I guess the mom was on basically speed.
Diet pills.
Yeah, which was basically speed back then. Everybody was on shit. That's the whole thing about the movie is like, he's a fucking. Using street drugs and she's using pharmaceuticals and they're both fucking just destroying their lives.
He sells everything.
In a very dramatic fashion. Like, people on diet pills don't go as crazy as her, and not everybody that uses heroin fucking loses his arm and his girlfriend's doing ass to ass. Like, that... Yeah. It's such a great movie. Fear and Loathing, though. Yeah. Sorry, Megamind fans. Oh, shit. They're just like, all right...
No, we're just going to shit on Last of the Mohicans now, because I ain't fucking...
Yeah.
Last of the Mohicans versus Karate Kid.
Last of the Mohicans
going to
be far down just because I haven't seen
it forever.
So I can't defend it.
Nope. Neither can I, but Mr. Miyagi and Daniel-san.
Karate Kid fairly recently. It's worth every
We've got a fucking... It's not the same headband, but we've got a karate-ass headband.
Yeah. That's why... I don't know if that was... I don't know how I got that. But it's been in the studio for...
Looks like it's from a sushi bar.
Very long time. I guess, like, a sushi bar that gives you shit. Karate Kid. Or it was just from, like...
Sushi chef? Or?
Like, what's that? Tiger...
Tiger Kim?
Yeah. They also sell, like, Asian... I haven't been in there, but they have, like, a store where they sell probably, like, Ninja Stars
and shit.
Probably. Probably that, too, but it sounded like... More
novelty-ish?
Yeah, novelty-ish.
Cool.
Anaconda.
Arachnophobia?
I said
got
it,
dick on
like,
your mind?
I got... Yeah,
there's a
sorry.
Spider.
Well, we just said Master Kim, and I was like,
my anaconda don't want none unless you've got bones, huh?
I just saw the first. I saw, like, the poster, which doesn't help, because it's just a spider hanging.
I could see getting that wrong.
Yeah, it was weird. That was, like, my brain... It's not dyslexia or illiteracy. It's just like, fuck words. Just guess words. Guess movie. And it's like probably close to the same length.
Oh, yeah.
I saw the first and last letter. Arachnophobia versus Child's Play. This is easy for me. I don't know if this is easy for
They're
you.
They're both kind of scary
John
movies.
John Goodman, spider.
Jeff
horror
Daniels.
Movie. Jeff Daniels, horror spider movie.
I had a My Little Buddy as a kid.
Right. I had spiders everywhere. I mean, black widows are everywhere in
so,
the desert. So,
like, Child's Play.
Yeah.
Free. I mean, and this is the first one. It's probably the best one. I think I've seen all the Child's Play movies.
I've seen a few.
Or at least up to The Bride of Chucky.
Maybe. I've seen that one.
I've seen one, two. I think there was a three. But, I don't think two and three were very good, but...
Yeah. They're all fucking
the first
horror
one,
remakes.
The first one was crazy, though. Like, right. But I'm going to go Arachnophobia.
See, this is, like, Last of the Mohicans for me with Child's Play. Like, yeah. I know I've seen it, but, like, there's no memories of it versus Arachnophobia. I know I watched that a bunch. It was on TV a lot, I think, for, like... I don't know. It seems like a movie that they showed on TV that I could see.
Do you know the premise of Child's Play? Can you remember that at least?
No. I mean, he's a doll that gets possessed by a demon or
no,
something like that?
No, there's this fucking serial killer.
Okay.
Charles Lee Ray, I think was his name.
Okay, I like how it ends.
And he gets fucking caught, like, fucking being all murdery and shit. And so... He fucking, like, says this incantation and, like, kills himself.
Okay.
Or, like, they had already shot him and, like, he does the incantation
so
before he dies. And so his soul goes into...
So he's like a bad guy, spirit.
Yeah.
I just didn't get the killing part. I just got from after the killing part where his soul goes.
Yeah.
So I got part of it.
Hey, yeah, it was, you pretty much got the gist of it. But I say arachnophobia.
If you want to stretch out a story, then you add that stuff. Okay, where'd the demon come from? Well, clearly a serial killer. It's like, okay, well, what had the serial killer? It's like, well, you just, you know, Kumite. Or was he Japanese? Was it the... Seppuku, no, where they kill themselves, Japanese
Harry
warriors. Yeah. No, that sounds familiar, but it's like, it was never a movie that
I
gave a shit about,
and,
really.
And his name was Charles Lee Ray after, like, Charlie Manson, Lee Harvey Oswald, and...
Ray Taylor.
Ray Taylor.
The only serial killer to
James
only have
Earl
two
Ray.
Names. I used to have three names, but I killed the first one.
Why not?
We're going arachnophobia, right?
Yeah.
Fucking John Goodman all day, son. Oh, shit! Top Gun versus South Park. Bigger, longer, uncircumcised.
Highway to
we currently
the
live
danger zone.
Very close to South Park, Colorado.
We also kind of live close to fucking NORAD.
We kind of also live close to NORAD.
Not that this movie
has
anything to do with NORAD.
We all support the troops.
But, I mean, I think that's the...
We all support the troops and shit. I don't know. Like, at first it was really easy, but now it's like, well, I don't know. This could go either way. Because, I mean, South Park... The thing with South Park is that the show is the epic part of South Park. Even though the movie's great.
Was phenomenal, but like a lot of...
TV shows that... Do a movie thing, probably the best.
Yeah.
I don't know many that, like, the Simpsons movie was pretty shitty, although I was never a big Simpsons fan, so.
It feels, this movie, though, I watched it again recently, while it's still hilarious, it feels a little dated.
Because they've done epic shit.
Because they've done so much epic shit since then, and Top Gun's always going to be a classic. Top Gun.
It's just really weird. You're not a big Cruise fan.
No!
Which
Top
is
Gun's
weird.
A fucking awesome movie. Like,
I do love
there's,
Top Gun,
there's a
though.
Few there's a few Cruise movies I really like. I like Legend.
I can't believe you need to watch fucking Risky Business.
Do
it's
I?
Fucking great. Yeah, it's a great movie. I mean, if you don't want to watch good movies, and you just want to watch dog shit all the time.
I like The Outsiders. Fine. That was like its first movie.
I haven't seen that. Well, maybe I've seen it, but
dude, that's got the most epic cast really of all time.
Yeah, that doesn't mean anything though.
Like
before
they were famous.
Ocean's 11 isn't like a great movie.
No, they're like
because there's a bunch of great...
Yeah, but before they were famous, Patrick Swayze, Emilio Estevez, Charlie Sheen, Rob Lowe, Matt Dillon.
I know a lot of women
Ralph Macchio,
that probably
Tom Cruise.
Masturbated to that movie growing up, but I am not a woman. I don't give a shit.
Your beard... You
it's a bunch of
pretty
like
boys. The bearded lady, though.
I mean, there's no lady that has a beard as good as mine. Never. It's always thin. Always thin. Yeah, I'm good with Top Gun. South Park is great.
I love
it's gonna
it.
Win a lot. Monsters Inc. versus American Psycho.
Psycho?
Psycho.
I'm saying American Psycho all day long.
I gotta say I'm fine with that. Because yeah.
Because it's Monsters Inc.
I mean, I love Monsters, Inc.
John Goodman.
Great movie. I may fight for Monsters, Inc. if American Psycho had won all of its previous fights, but American Psycho's got a spotty record in our competition.
It's went up against some fucking...
Yeah. It's gone up... I mean, there's monsters, but there's some that I was disappointed with. But that's okay. It's okay. Disappointment's part of fighting. Not everybody wins, but I'm glad American Psycho's winning. All right. Walk the Line versus The Hangover. The first one, the only one. All other hangovers can suck my dick
and
it's, get.
And it's The Hangover, 100%.
Versus maybe the, I don't know about the second best, but just off the top of my head, Ray.
There's Ray
and then there's
this. Yeah.
But there's probably other ones. I enjoy, the spoof kind of movie that came out after that, Walk Hard.
Oh, yeah, with John C. Reilly.
That was hilarious. Yeah. I remember it came out, I think it was Easter.
Dewey Cox.
I took a bottle of vodka into the movie theater and just, like, mixed it with the lemonade that I got at the concession stand because I support movie theaters. And watched that movie. It was fucking
hilarious. Great Balls of Fire, I think, might be the second best one.
I remember watching that when I was younger and liking it, but I haven't watched it recently, so I don't know
Dennis
if it holds
Quaid.
Up. Yeah, I know, but yeah. I don't know how it holds up compared to these movies that are more contemporary.
Young Winona Ryder.
I get it. Yeah, but that doesn't
Jerry Lee Lewis
mean it's
killer.
Better. But yeah, Hangover.
Goodness gracious.
The only good Hangover movie wins it.
Oh, Will Ferrell versus Will Ferrell.
Oh, my googly moogly. Anchorman versus probably the winter Anchorman, Elf. Because I think that's kind of what... Probably one of the years... Wait, these come out...
I believe Elf came out first.
Elf came out first. Yeah. So yeah, probably that's how it went. Anchorman. I mean, they're both... I love both of them, but come on. Ooh. Raiders of the Lost Ark. Sorry.
I was reading
the poster.
Korean poster.
Sorry. Versus Mrs. Doubtfire.
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yep.
Hello. Goodbye.
Good one. We have Apollo 13 versus V for Vendetta.
Apollo 13.
Yeah. Yep. Fuck. And this is, I'd probably fight for V for Vendetta if I had not tried to watch it recently. And by tried, I mean did not finish.
The cast of fucking Apollo 13 is fucking phenomenal, too.
That I agree with. That is probably one of the best, what's that, Ron Howard movies?
Yeah.
He's done a few good ones. That's probably
his best. There's like Hanks, Kevin Bacon, the guy from The Rock was the fucking Mission Control guy. What the fuck is his name?
Harry? Har. Ha? I'm bad with names. Guy. I'm trying.
He was in Milk Money, too.
Milk Money, too?
Not two, but also.
The Departed versus Daryl.
Departed?
Yeah. I don't even remember. Daryl's the robot kid, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. 300 versus Desperado.
300?
Yeah, I got to go with 300.
Desperado
looks so weird.
Great movie.
That's probably the best out of the series, Desperado.
Yeah.
95. Probably one of my favorite Robert Rodriguez movies.
Probably.
But 300 was great. 300, like, you could pause that movie anywhere. And
it's
it would
a
just
poster.
Be a,
yeah.
It would be, yeah, be a great
Zack Snyder.
And that was the best and only good Zack Snyder film. Monty Python and the Holy Grail versus Lethal Weapon.
Dose.
2.
Now, I believe Lethal Weapon 2 went up against Life of Brian, and Life of Brian won. Life of Brian is not even half as good as the Holy Grail.
Yeah. So you're saying
I'm going Holy
Lethal
Grail.
Weapon.
I'm going Holy Grail.
You're going Lethal Weapon because you feel bad because that franchise won last time. So you want this
if
franchise.
If it was Lethal Weapon 1?
No, I know.
All day long.
I'm good with that, too. Lethal Weapon 2, Two's I started watching
flesh wound.
It. 2 is great, but it's not as good. Lethal Weapon 1 is by far one of the best action movies ever made, I think. It has the best acting. It's like one of the best movies that has action in it. Put it that way. I don't think it's really... Because most action movies don't have acting in it.
I remember I watched it as a kid, yeah. And I think that like I started liking the ones that came out after it because I was also a kid then.
Yeah.
And I kind of like forgot about the first one. So when you were like, hey, you're wrong.
You need to watch
and
the first
I rewatched
one again.
It. Yeah, it was fucking intense.
So good. The other ones, not as intense. It's like there's a scene
still,
in the second
diplomatic
one.
Diplomatic immunity.
Yeah, it's fucking great.
Your diplomatic immunity
has
been revoked.
But I'm just saying the first one is like... upper echelon of action movies as far as like though the other ones are great for action movies gonna be a lot of action movies but that one could beat some dramas.
You're crazy, man.
That one
You're
could beat
crazy.
Some dramas. The Wedding Singer versus Dodgeball. Now, if they can match it up, we could dodge it. So let's just skip both of these.
Oh, dude, no. Dodgeball all the way.
Yeah, yeah.
Dodgeball's,
I'm glad this is a comedy matchup.
I love dodgeball as a comedy. Yeah. If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge it. That's one he just smokes that dude in the face with a wrench.
If this was dodgeball versus Tropic Thunder.
Tropic Thunder?
Yeah. But yeah, dodgeball's great.
I've got priorities, man.
I know.
I'm not a savage.
Sometimes you are. Sometimes you're a savage.
This is funny. Tom Hanks.
We're gonna do a build the title
versus Big Daddy.
Yeah, Big versus Big Daddy.
Big Daddy Cool Diesel. Oh shit. That's wrestling,
which has nothing to do with anything we're talking about right now. Wrestling. Yeah, it does. Oh, you mean an actor who pretends to fight, like we're doing here, fighting two movies?
Who's also in a fucking Adam Sandler movie, which is fucking Grandma's Boys, and the beginning scene is one of the Repo guys.
Well, he produced it, but
Happy Madison Production.
I wouldn't call that an Adam
Sandler
movie.
Happy Madison Production.
I get it. You got that, yeah. But I wouldn't call it an Adam Sandler movie.
Hey, man, I don't say
oh, that's a Michael Bruckheimer movie, not a Michael Bay movie. Or Jerry Bruckheimer. No, Michael, he produces shit, too.
Big.
I can wipe my own ass, though. Yeah, big, for sure. These are two great. I love both of those movies. Probably one of the last great Adam Sandler movies.
I'll agree.
Or really good.
I
didn't mind the
semi-serious or funny people. That wasn't bad.
Yeah, but that wasn't like...
But he was
that wasn't an Adam
himself,
Sandler movie.
Almost.
That was a Judd Apatow movie.
Yeah, true.
But he was... I like that one, too. I like that movie a lot. But as far as Adam Sandler movies, where it's like he produces them, stars, and it's clearly an Adam Sandler
really
movie.
He's good in Punch Drunk Love, and no one talks about that movie.
Yeah, that's a great director, too.
Who was it?
Paul Thomas Anderson, I think.
Was that an Anderson movie?
I think so. I'm almost positive. There's a great fucking car flip scene in that. And probably the best acting from Adam Sandler ever.
The only time they really made him act.
Yeah. I want to say there may have been another one, and it wasn't very good. But depends on the director. Like, there's a reason why Tarantino, like, revitalizes careers, because he knows what he needs to get from the actors, where a lot of directors just, like, let shit go. And they just, like, oh,
be
bad
you.
Performances. Yeah. They don't understand what they're doing. So, anyway, we're going... another Adam Sandler, Happy Gilmore, classic, Find Your Happy Place, versus the first Iron Man.
Which is...
directed by Jon Favreau.
Yes, sir. Which is the first movie that really kicked off
the
what we
MCU
consider
or whatever.
What is now the current MCU.
Yeah. Yes.
And it's a fantastic standalone movie. And it wasn't really made to set anything up. It was just made as a fucking...
probably one of my favorite superhero movies.
It's a fucking great movie.
Iron
Man.
Clearly not a fan of superhero movies. Not
you're
all
You're a
of
fan
them.
Of decent super... You're a fan of good superhero movies.
I like good movies.
Yeah.
But it's like superhero movies... like certain... like if it's a horror movie...
shitty movies.
Like if it's a horror movie, I don't... like it's hard for a horror movie to like... I'm not going to unplug and just enjoy a horror movie. Kind of similar in some instances superhero movies where if it's not good, the genre isn't enough for me to just be like, well, at least it's this kind of movie. But that's why I'd have to go with Happy Gilmore, because I mean, I'm not a big superhero, even though it's the best, one of the best I've probably seen.
Happy Gilmore, while I love that movie, I've probably watched it way more times
Price
than
is
Iron
wrong,
Man.
Bitch.
Love that scene, but I can't go against Iron Man.
Oh, man. It's weird that you're so hard on Iron Man. This should be difficult for you.
Wasn't even a difficult one for me. It was Iron Man all the way. Just because
why?
Started?
Why the fuck should I vote for Iron Man? Besides just...
because it's a great movie. Telling a story that no one fucking knew. No one cared about Iron Man before this fucking thing happened.
It's the only... if there was any other Iron Man, I'd guess say fuck yourself. But although I haven't seen the third one, which I hear is supposed to be good. But ooh, Mrs. Doubtfire is back. Early. Mrs. Doubtfire loses but doesn't give a fuck. She's like, I will go back for another fruiting. versus the Princess Bride, where rodents of unusual size
They're
exist.
Of unusual size, yes.
They are.
And that's almost inconceivable.
Yeah. It's very difficult to really fight against the Princess Bride with the fiery swamp. It's, unless you understand.
I mean, that itself is inconceivable.
Anybody want a peanut?
It's inconceivable! And it's the Princess Bride.
Yeah.
Poor Mrs. Sure. Doubtfire.
I feel bad. I feel bad for
She's
Mrs.
She's getting drive-by fruiting.
She is. And it's not good. But sometimes people need to build a career off of a great movie.